This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Saudi stocks fell sharply on Sunday after attacks on two plants at the heart of the kingdom's oil industry a day earlier. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
The drone attacks on Saudi Arabia's Aramco oil plants on Saturday may knock out more than half of the country's oil output. The state-run company says the strikes mean production will be cut by 5.7 million barrels per day. That's more than 5% of the world's crude supply. And all of this comes at a time when Aramco is gearing up for a stock market listing. But stocks fell sharply on Sunday, and the decline has extended a losing spree, which in recent weeks have been hit by expensive valuations, weak oil prices, and concerns about the economic outlook. Aramco gave no timeline for when output would resume.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. The White House says a U.S. counterterrorism operation killed the son of the late al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The White House statement, issued in President Trump's name, says the operation was carried out in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, but offers no further details. American officials, though, have said there are indications that the CIA, not the U.S. military, conducted the strike. The CIA itself has declined comment. A U.S. official who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters tells the AP Hamza bin Laden was killed in the past 18 months. The White House statement says Hamza bin Laden's death deprives al-Qaeda of important leadership skills and the symbolic connection to his father, and undermines important operational activities of the group. Ben Thomas, Washington.
An official in India says a sightseeing boat has capsized on a swollen river in southern India, killing 12 people and leaving 35 others missing. A search operation is underway to try to find the missing people. For all the news whenever you need it, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. People in the Bahamas are continuing to clean up today after getting brushed by Tropical Storm Humberto. Humberto is expected to strengthen into a hurricane by Sunday night, when it is projected to be well east of Florida's east coast in the Atlantic Ocean. It's been a difficult week in Afghanistan. In the Afghan peace talks, and NATO's operational commander says allies anticipate increased violence on the ground as Afghan presidential elections inch closer. U.S. Air Force General Todd Walters, NATO's Supreme Allied Commander Europe, told a small group of reporters that Afghan elections probably won't be perfect, but the 29-member North Atlantic Alliance will plan and execute to the ends of the earth to try to make the September 28th vote as safe as possible. Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong says he is seeking the support of U.S. lawmakers for the demands of his fellow protesters, who have led months of street demonstrations, including a call for free elections.
Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong will visit Washington, D.C. this week to ask for bipartisan support from U.S. lawmakers. Wong, who has been at the forefront of this year's protests, told Reuters on Saturday their fight will continue through the anniversary of China's founding on October 1st.
In Hong Kong, in the past 3 months, we have free protests. More than 1 million people took to the street. So before 1st of October, we will continue our protests with our calls on free election. Government of Hong Kong should be elected by Hong Kong people instead of handpicked by Beijing.
China has accused foreign powers, especially the United States, of fueling the unrest.
Tunisian voters are heading to the polls today to elect a new president. 26 candidates are on the ballot, including Abdel Fattah Mourou. He says citizens should not forget their duty. He wants the people to be the final decision makers on who will be the next president. This is the country's second democratic presidential election. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened his final pre-election cabinet meeting on Sunday in a part of the West Bank he has vowed to annex if re-elected, and laid out a plan to build a new settlement there amid a last-ditch drive to galvanize his nationalistic base. The meeting, along with new pledges, came despite an international outcry over Netanyahu's promise to annex the West Bank's Jordan Valley, annexing the area considered to be the heartland of any future Palestinian state, would all but extinguish any remaining Palestinian hopes for independence. For news on the go, please download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA.